This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kale and Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
Driving in this morning, Boathouse Row, all lit up in blue. Most Philadelphia buildings in blue. And I love to see that kind of, you know, solidarity for the, you know, in honor of Officer Andy Chan. And then they even paused. I don't know if it was on purpose, but there's, you know, a construction site with the huge flag. And you saw the procession, obviously, with his casket. Wow. As they're marching down the street and pausing under that American flag. And that's, you know, that's really what I think about when, Nick, when you're talking in your big take and you're talking about the terror threat from outside, and you think about who that puts the pressure on this time of year. I know that a lot of people say, oh, well, they get great overtime. Yeah, you know what? This is a time of year where they shouldn't have to kick it into high gear as far as the working the streets to keep us safe.
Yeah.
Because the previous administration let in literally tens of millions of people unvetted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And look, in this day and age, and I've said it many times in the past on this show, you could not pay me enough to be a police officer in the United States of America in 2025. Not with the way the media has demonized the profession, not the way the Democrats have vilified law enforcement. I always say it, I know it's cliche, but I think it's true. 99.9% of police officers go about their job the right way. They are respectful. They are just doing what they do, and they want to go home at the end of their day, at the end of their shift, and see their wife or see their kids. And you can't allow a few bad apples to, you know, allow the media to just broad brush. I mean, imagine watching what's going on today for these 3 hours from 8 to 11, and the city lit up in a color that signifies unification and unity to police and backing the blue. And being one of these yahoos that were running around the last 4 years, defund the police, burning down police stations across the country, throwing flaming garbage cans through precincts. And then, of course, the audacity to ever open fire on an officer. You know, I grew up in a family full of, you know, military vets and police officers, and what cops have to do. I mean, you talk about stealing money versus earning your salary. We steal money in radio getting paid to talk about this nonsense. These officers are worth so much more. And I always get the salaries wrong. I know. I still think cops make 40 grand. I know they make more than that. But in this day and age, first of all, if you're making 80 grand as a cop, 80 grand doesn't go
far.
That doesn't go nearly enough in this society with the cost of everything and the affordability crisis we have in this country. And then to deal with what you have to deal with, knowing even where your own chief of police or your captain or a lieutenant or a sergeant or a mayor probably will not have your back if you are remotely in a debatable situation of you versus the bad guy, right? Like, how many times is it, do we even just get the feeling and the vibe that, well, the cop is guilty until proven he's not guilty, right? Like, I just, so much respect for these people. And then the notion that Tang Chan hung on to her husband as long as she did. And now today, obviously, a sad day. It rips my guts out. I feel so bad for these officers. And that's why I love the fact. I mean, I know, Greg, you said yesterday, Families Behind the Badge, Children Foundation, them and Travis Mannion Foundation. I mean, you could just stick them right next to each other.
Well, they're local.
Yeah.
That's
why.
Local.
I don't even want a 1A, 1B them. I mean, they're both 1A to me.
But this morning, yeah. you think about these officers, the horse-drawn carriage carrying Officer Andy Chan's casket, and officers then walking on foot, carrying his casket up the steps respectfully of the Basilica, and those steps just lined with officers at salute. And you think about these heroes among us who keep us safe day in and day out. And what the news media will report is when any one of them, by the millions across the nation, make one mistake. I don't think any other profession is judged so harshly by especially the media as the law enforcement profession. Because if one individual, could be a rookie cop, God forbid anybody does something, makes a mistake, it's reported widely and everyone is painted with a broad brush. No, think of doctors who make medical mistakes. Think of, you know, many other professions, high level, high paid professions. And yet these officers, what they have is each other, a brotherhood, a sisterhood. And I think that's why it is such a family unit in the law enforcement community. And that's why law enforcement from around the nation is coming here to Philadelphia to pay final respects to Officer Andy Chan, in part for that reason. It's a true brotherhood, sisterhood. It's on display right now in the streets of Philadelphia.
Yeah, well said. Rest in peace, Andy Chan, and God bless his family.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.